Last December, Anchorage police arrested 38-year-old Henry Olympic at 3 a.m. outside of the Cars on Northern Lights. He had climbed into a vehicle that was left running and started to drive out of the parking lot. The owner of the vehicle stopped him, pulled him out of the car, and called police. An hour later, APD recorded Olympic's blood alcohol content at 0.192%. He was booked on a misdemeanor DUI and a felony car theft charge. The prosecutor assigned to the case took a plea on the DUI and dropped the car theft, saying it was a reasonable resolution for this incident. Olympic had his license suspended for a year, was fined $3,000, ordered to spend 30 days on electronic monitoring, and 2 years on probation. This was just one of several thousand car theft cases APD has responded to over the past year, and while it was certainly not the crime of the century, the news didn't sit well with all members of the tribe back home.
When I heard that Henry Olympic, who is our president of our New Zealand tribe, was arrested for a DUI while he was on a sanctioned trip and stole a vehicle, that just really hit a nerve.
That's Effa Hill, a New Haven tribal member who now lives in Lincoln, Nebraska. This wasn't Olympic's first DUI. He was also convicted in 2008 after he crashed into another person's vehicle in Illiamna. Troopers found his BAC at that time to be 3 times over the legal limit. Hill does not believe this conduct is becoming of the office and began looking into the tribe's constitution and bylaws for a solution. She found that if a council member is convicted of a felony, he or she can be removed. Even though the state dropped the felony charge against Olympic, Hill believes the other council members should have taken action against their president anyway.
They're making excuses for his behavior. They're letting this continue to happen, and it is not okay for this to continue to happen. You know, this is nothing against him as a person, but he does have a seat on the New Zealand Tribal Council, and that's where my concern is.
This past October, Olympic ran unchallenged and was elected to another term on the council. A few days later, Hill, who was in town for a family funeral, let the tribe know that she would attempt a recall petition.
So when I went around with the petition, I actually talked to different people about what's in the Constitution, what is in the bylaws, what my purpose of going around with the petition for. I got a lot of agreement. They're happy that someone's finally doing this. But there was also a lot of people who were afraid to sign because of retaliation from this family.
Hill needed 20% of the tribe's 169 eligible voters to initiate a recall, but she only collected 20 signatures. Two of those later took their names off the list. New Haven's Tribal Council Administrator Joanne Wassily, who is Olympic's sister, sent a 2-page response to KDLG regarding this situation. She wrote that they are aware of the incident that occurred in Anchorage, did not assist with Olympic's legal bills, and say that at the time of his arrest at 3 a.m., Olympic was not technically on the company clock. The tribe also says it met its obligations to assist Hill's recall petition, which came up short. Wassily also said that none of the petition's signees have been in any way retaliated against, and that staff and council members have felt, quote, besieged by Hill's follow-on requests for information. Hill lost this battle, but says she's satisfied just to take a stand and show that members can do their part to keep tribal governance accountable.
I feel that a lot of different tribes go through this, and they also don't feel like they can have a voice because of retaliation if they do speak out against their tribe and what is going on in the office and how their own constitution and bylaws are not being followed. You know, it's just something needs to be done. We need to have our voices heard, and this is the first step for me.
New Haven Tribal says its council members adhere to a strict code of ethics and respect the rights of its members to respectfully dissent. But it's also clear in Wassily's letter that the tribe is ready to move past this recall issue for now. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.